Hello, my name is Stacey Sanders, and I'd like to share a little insight about Shion Miura's novel called The Easy Life in Kamosari. Miura is an award-winning Japanese author. This novel and other of her novels were translated by Juliet Winters Carpenter, who lives on Whidbey Island. So The Easy Life in Kamosari begins when 18-year-old Yuki Hirano, Hirano means courage in Japanese, graduates from high school. He wasn't a great student. He didn't plan to attend college. Yuki assumed he would be a freeder, a temporary worker. He also didn't feel like getting a company job. In his hometown of Yokohama, he worked part-time in a convenience store, and he avoided thinking or even talking about his future because he didn't think there was anything in particular that he wanted to do. Immediately after his graduation ceremony, Yuki learned that his family found him a job. He was a bit shocked. His mom had already started moving her exercise equipment into his bedroom, and Yuki believes that his mom is more interested in her first grandchild who lives around the corner in Yokohama. And so he's a little bent out of shape by this job. And he also learns that his mom's already started packing his clothes and sending some things on, and all Yuki needs to do is get on the train. So Yuki's a pretty sensitive teenager, and while his mom was packing and moving things in and moving things out, she found his personal book of poetry and she read it, and this infuriates Yuki. So his family gives him 30,000 yen for going away money. It's equivalent to about $200 US. And with this going away money, he learns that he's going to Kamosari in Mie Prefecture. So very reluctantly, he has a page of written directions how to get to Kamosari. Yuki goes to the train station to catch a bullet train. And on the platform, just as he's about to board the train, he learns that he cannot come home for 1 year. So he's on the bullet train. He rides the bullet train from Yokohama to Nagoya. He changes trains, and from Nagoya, he heads to Matsusaka. And then from there, he takes a local train that gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and he heads deeper into the mountains on the local line. He still has no idea what's in store for him. And as you can imagine, he is texting his friends during the journey, but there gets to be a point where he's heading into the mountains where the signal dies and there's no reception. So he's a little surprised by this. So Yuki finally arrives at his destination. It's an old station house. It's in the mountains. It's surrounded by trees. And he's the only one there on the platform. And a man drives up in a truck, and he's a muscular man. He has dyed really bright yellow hair. And to Yuki, he looks like a gangster. So the first thing the man does is he asks Yuki his name, and he says, "Do you have a cell phone?" So Yuki pulls out the cell phone. The man grabs the cell phone before Yuki can get it back. He takes off the battery pack. He throws it into the trees, and it plops into the river. And so Yuki says, "What'd you do that for?" And the man replies, "Take it easy. You won't need a phone here." So Yuki learns that his parents have signed him up for a government-sponsored program. It's called Green Employment. So it's a program that's designed to encourage people to return to their hometowns or to move to rural areas for the first time. So Yuki is only accepted into this program because he's fresh from high school, because the forest industry is shorthanded. So the government, the way this program works, the government gives each union and company 3 million yen, which is about $22,000 per trainee. And the villagers are really eager to provide training because they want the industry of forestry to continue. Plus, it's a small rural area and everybody knows everyone. So Yuki figures out pretty quickly that it will be impossible for him to escape from this place. So he arrives in late March. He receives 3 weeks of basic training. He learns how to basically work a chainsaw. But all the while, he was constantly looking for ways that he could escape. After his 3 weeks of training, he learns that he'll work under Nakamura-san. And so the blonde Japanese man comes and picks him up and takes him to meet the master. So Yuki meets the master, Nakamura-san, and he learns he's going to be working with a team tending to the Nakamura forests. So Yuki also learns that he's going to live with the blonde man and his wife. So the blonde man, his name is Yoki, and his wife is Risa. They live with Granny Shige and the dog Noko. And living with this family, Yuki notices this computer that's never touched, never turned on, and he realizes he's going to use it. And since he's stuck there, he's going to start writing everything down to help him relax. And that's how we have this novel, The Easy Life in Kamusari. So working with a team, Yuki learns to care for the forest on the Nakamura Mountains. He experiences all the forestry jobs. And through doing this, Yuki learns to respect nature. And slowly but surely, Yuki forgets about trying to escape, and he falls in love with the mountains and the trees and forestry, and there's a girl. And during this experience of this year, this first year living in Kamusari, Yuki, the first time he climbs Mount Kamusari, Yuki says, "This was a dreamlike place. I couldn't believe there was anything like this in Kamusari village. I walked along in a trance, all but forgetting why we had come, thinking, I want to stay here forever." So this novel is divided into 5 chapters that almost read like short stories, in my opinion. Yuki will beautifully describe the laid-back culture of Kamusari villagers and their expression of na, na, which means take it easy or relax, and how villagers often tag their sentences with a soft na, which adds another layer of calm. And readers will learn about the gods of Mount Kamusari, the Lady in Red, the Lady in White, experience festivals and celebrations. This is an excellent quick read. It's only 189 pages for Japanophiles, people who love all things Japanese. And this novel, it's a perfect pairing with the Spruce Railroad Trail as you enjoy the layers of calm on this trail. The trees, the foliage, Lake Crescent, the cloud-wrapped mountains. Consider joining Yuki on his trail as he finds his purpose and direction.